This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. About 80 unhoused migrants in Carbondale who were living under a bridge and in their cars now have shelter. CPR Stina Sieg reports.
After several news articles last week about the unhoused group, the advocacy organization Voces Unidas says it mobilized more than 15 nonprofits, as well as federal, state, and local officials. The group now has a temporary indoor shelter as the organization coordinates donations of food, clothing, and money. It's also trying to secure permanent housing. The organization says the group is made up mostly of men from Venezuela, though it includes several minors as well. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Two new board members have been named to the board of the state's health insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. The governor named Adam Fox the deputy director of the nonprofit, nonpartisan Colorado Consumer Health Initiative to its board. Also named to the board, Robert Ruiz Moss, an executive with Elevance Health, formerly Anthem. He oversees its business in 14 states where individual ACA coverage is offered. Last year, more than 200,000 Coloradans signed up for a health plan through the exchange. More than 120 eligible Mesa County residents are not receiving food from the delivery service Meals on Wheels. Mesa County Meals on Wheels Director Amanda DeBock says funding shortages are to blame.
We've got a lot of veterans that are waiting on the list. We have people who are just out of the hospital and need a little bit of help to get them through recovery. And there's nothing that we can do for any of them.
Mesa County's program was hit particularly hard by the end of COVID-19 pandemic relief funding. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. It's 206. Stay right here.